world coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the situation room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put some on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. We have a wonderful program for you today. Today is the day that we focus on our Sunday school. Yes, it's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time again to go and get your Sunday school book out. It's time, because we need to study our Sunday school lesson. So go get your Sunday school book. Go get your Bible. And study along with us this morning in preparation for Sunday morning. I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready for Sunday morning. So when you get there to Sunday school, you won't be a spectator, but you're going to be a participator for the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Now, look, that today we're going to be looking at Psalms 91. This is one of my favorite psalms, Psalms 91. And I'm just excited that we are studying out of the book of Psalms. The last couple of weeks we've been studying out of the book of Psalms. And I just love the book of Psalms. As a matter of fact, you ought to get in a habit of reading some psalms every day. Read your 3 or 4 or 5 psalms every day. You know, if you read 5 psalms a day, then you'll be able to go through the whole book of Psalms in a month. Because, see, it's 150 psalms in the book of Psalms. And if you take 5 psalms a day, then you'll be done with that book in 1 month. Yeah, you can do it in 1 month. And so now I'd recommend, if you're going to do something like that, it's a lot of little short psalms. I would try to read as many of them as possible in a day, maybe 10 of them in a day. Because the thing about the book of Psalms, you'll come across some long psalms, like Psalms 119. It's long. It's got 100 and some verses in it. And that way, when you come across those long psalms like that, you can just read that by itself in a day. Mm-hmm. But because you done read, 10 psalms, 10 of those little short psalms at a time, then you can still stay on track. But let's look at Psalms 91. Let's look at Psalms 91. The first 8 verses would be our text, and then verses 11 through 16. Notice what it says. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be a shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse number 11 through 16. For He shall give His angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, your precious word. Now help us, dear God, to study your word this morning. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight, for you are my strength, you are my redeemer, and besides you there is no other. So speak to our hearts this morning in a mighty way, so that we can be better people and better servant for thee. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. All right. Our rescuing God. We are studying out of Psalms 91. And this psalm, I love this psalm because this is a psalm of protection and salvation. Yeah, it's a psalm of protection and salvation. And let's go on and get started in this psalm. And let's see, can we just kind of give a little commentary through the psalm, because every one of these verses is powerful. Now, we don't know who wrote this psalm. We really don't even know the context of this psalm. We don't know if David wrote it, Hezekiah wrote it, or Solomon wrote it. We really don't know, because in the subscription up here, it don't really say who wrote it. Matter of fact, it just says Psalm 91. So we don't even have a subscription up there. We just have the number of the psalm, and that's it. But it's a psalm that transcends all times, because it's a psalm that's dealing, as I said earlier, with the protection and salvation of God's people. And it uses it a lot of imagery here. Look here in this text. It says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so he lets us know that we'll have protection if we dwell in that secret place, if we dwell in the secret place. The secret place is God Himself. God, you know, there is a burning question that the people would ask over in Psalms 88 and 14 and Psalm 89 and 46. They was asking the question, why is God hiding? Why is God hiding? Well, really, God is not hiding, but God hides us. God hides us. God is in the secret place. God is the secret place. And he implies that God is not hiding, but God is hiding us. Yeah, yeah, he's hiding us. And so when God is hiding us, then there is protection. And notice he uses the phraseology, under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow of the Almighty. I want you to see what the scripture says over in Isaiah 49:2. I love what it says over there in Isaiah 49:2. Let me turn over there right quick. Isaiah 49:2. It says, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In the quiver has he hidden me. And so God hides his people. You know, over in Psalms 27, it basically tells you about the protection of God. And I love Psalms 27. So when you're reading Psalm 91, also kind of take a glance at Psalms 27, particularly verse number 5, where he says, "For in time of trouble he shall hide me in his provision. In the secret," here it is, "of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And so there again, we find protection when you put your trust in God. When you put your trust in God, then there is protection. Now notice verse number 2. He's still dealing with this protection imagery of God. "I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust." Now, he used the shadow of the Almighty to kind of show protection. You know, when you are walking so close to a person that you are walking in their shadow, that shows how close you are to a person. But here, the imagery is a military. We're talking about a fortress. We're talking about some walls here. We're talking about like a big fort, and so a military fort. He says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." You know, I used to watch a lot of westerns and cowboys and Indians and stuff. And a lot of time the Indian would be chasing after the cowboys. And that was a military fort. There was an army fort nearby. And those cowboys, sometimes it would be even the army, because they done got beat by the Indians or something, and they try to run back to that fort. They try to run back to that military base, and they had them big old gates there. And if they could just make it inside that military base, then they could find some shelter to keep them away from the enemy and to keep them away from the Indians. And when they get back inside that military base, then a lot of times the army would come up there at the top of the walls and stuff, and then they could just about pluck off those Indians or whatever was coming, whatever was chasing after their people. And so there was safety. All I'm saying, there was safety in that military fort. And so this is what he's showing here. He says, I was saying to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. So when you're in danger, run up and into God. And God is like a military fort. And then he goes on further. He says in verse 3, and from the noisome pestilence, he shall cover thee with the feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. Now notice, here again, we have some more imagery. In verse 1, we had the imagery of the shadow of the Almighty, walking close to God, getting so close, you walking in his shadow. Then verse 2, we dealt with the military fort. But here in verse number 4, it talks about the feathers under his wings. We are looking at like a mother hen now, how mother hen protects the chickens, her little chicks, when they come up under her wings. You know, biddies are defenseless. These little chickens, they are defenseless. The only way that they can survive from their danger is they have to run fast as they can and get up under the wings of their mother. And that's what happens here. Now, he makes mention here, and from the noisome pestilence. These are plagues and stuff. This is sicknesses. And what I like about this, God can deliver us from the snare of the fowler, the traps that the enemy is setting. Also, he can deliver us from sickness. Remember, the enemy put some sicknesses on Job. Remember how he afflicted his body? So the devil can afflict your body with sicknesses and whatever. But if you just only come up under the wings of the Lord, whatever the devil is trying to do to you, God can protect you from it if you just come on and trust in the Lord. Look, isn't that good news? But look at verse number, the end of verse 4. He says, his truth shall be a buckler, a shield, and a buckler. Again, we have more imagery. A shield, we're talking about battle armor and stuff now. God can be your battle armor. You know, over in Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about put on the whole armor of God. It talks about putting on the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And it talks about the shield of faith, and all of that. And so, and it talks about a buckle up, the buckle of truth, and this belt of truth. And so, when you are with God, when you run up into God and you trust in God, then God is your protection. When you live a righteous life, righteousness is a protection. A holiness is your protection, because when you holy, then God can protect you. He can protect you. But when you are living that sinful life, when you're walking away from God and you ain't really trusting in God, then it's like walking outside when it's raining without an umbrella. But when you are trusting in God, it's like walking up under God's umbrella. Then let's go on a little bit further. In verse number 5 and 6, it said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walking in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Now notice again, He's using imagery. In verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, the arrows that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Notice, he uses nighttime, daytime, and then when it get dark. Nighttime, daytime, and then even in darkness. Even in noonday. And so what is he telling us? He's telling us here that God can protect us always and all the time, regardless what time it is. God can protect us. At night, God can protect us. In the day, God can protect us. Even at noonday, God can protect us. Even at midnight, God can protect us. Now, again, he talks about even protecting us from the pestilence that walking in the darkness. These plagues that walk it in, God can protect us from any sickness, any hurt, any harm, any danger. You know, that's how the old folks used to pray. They used to pray that God, you know, please protect us from any hurt, harm, and danger. And this is how we still need to pray. And then at the close of the day, they would say, Lord, I thank you for protecting me from the seen and the unseen danger. And so regardless what the danger is, when you trust in God, God can protect you from it. And notice how he said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Because God is your protection. God is your protection. And so we just don't know. See, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a visible world, but there's another invisible world out there. And there's a lot of invisible stuff that's trying to come our way. You just think about sicknesses that's trying to come our way. But God can see that sickness coming your way. You can't see it coming, but God can see it coming. God can see those arrows that the devil is shooting at you. That's why the Bible says, hold up your shield of faith that you can be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. In other words, you got walk in faith. Walking in faith is a shield. It's a shield of protection. So God is our ultimate protection, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You know, in other words, the enemy is going to get what he deserves. Yeah, you're going to see it one day. You just hold on. Don't you get into trying to take vengeance in your own hand and try to take out revenge on your enemy. No. The Bible says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, said the Lord. So the Lord is going to repay your enemies. So you don't have to worry about that. Just like you're not going to miss your blessing if you walk in holiness, then and the enemy, he's not going to miss his whipping. Yeah, for walking in unholiness. Yeah, the enemy going to get his. Verse number 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And so God again is going to protect you. Now notice, another way that God protect you, particularly in the invisible world, is by angels. See, Satan wanna. And his demons are trying to attack you in all kind of ways, but God will put his angels around about you. The Bible talks about how the angel of the Lord is encamped around about those that fear him. And so God has sent his angels to your rescue. Yeah, God has sent the angels. Look what it says again, for he shall give his angels charge over you. Do y'all believe in guardian angels? I believe in guardian angels. But not only do I believe in guardian angels, that you got one angel watching over you, I believe you got some angels that will watch over you. And I believe you got some angels that would even come to your rescue. Mm-hmm. Because he says right here, for he shall give his angels more than one charge over you. Lest you dash your feet against the stone, lest you fall. God will keep you from falling. And one of the ways God will keep you from falling is God will send the angel there, his angels. And then he talks about, thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, the dragon, shall thou trample under feet. Now, notice in verse number 11 and 12, it talks about how God will protect you by using the angels. But notice here in verse number 13, it talks about how God is going to protect you by empowering you to gain the victory over the lion and the adder. The lion, that's the, and he's using figurative language. He's more or less talking about, because sometimes people can act just like lions, and sometimes people can act just like snakes. But whatever the threat is, whether it's physical or whether it's spiritual, God can empower you to overcome it. God will empower you to overcome it. Then he closes out in verse number 14 through 16. He says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so what we have here, how God is going to bless his people. But why is God going to bless his people? He said, because he has set his love upon me. Because you love God, God says, therefore will I deliver him. See, oh, it pays to love God. Did you hear what I said? It pays to love God. You know, when you just obey those two commandments, loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself, God will bless you. Yes, he will. God will deliver you. God will help you when you call up on him. God will honor you even with long life and peace and prosperity, all because you have known God's name, because you got a relationship with God. Oh, it pays then to serve God. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.